SRN News. I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump and President Biden racking up Super Tuesday victories all across the country tonight. White House correspondent Greg Clugston is in the election desk in Washington.
Both 2024 frontrunners claimed multiple victories, including Donald Trump at his Mar-a-Lago estate.
They call it Super Tuesday for a reason. This is a big one.
The former president said the results are definitive.
There's never been one like this. There's never been anything so conclusive. This was an amazing night, an amazing day.
There was one Super Tuesday minor upset. President Biden lost the Democratic primary in American Samoa to Baltimore-based investor Jason Palmer, losing 51 votes to 40. I'm Greg Clugston at the election desk in Washington.
Also at srnnews.com, a look at Super Tuesday. Traditionally, it's the biggest day nationwide for primary elections and caucuses before the actual election day come November. Until now, only one or two primaries or caucuses have been held on the same day. Today, voters in 16 different states choosing who they want to run for the Oval Office. Arizona Independent Senator Kristen Sinema says she is not running for re-election in the fall. SRN's Bob Agnew has that story.
Sinema is a Democrat, recently turned to independent, and has often aided Republicans as she failed to strictly follow the Democrat Party line. It's that very independence that led to her decision not to run. In a video posted to social media, Sinema says, quote, "I believe in my approach, but it's not what America wants right now." Her departure means Democrats no longer have to worry about a messy three-way race that could have divided the Democrat vote. Bob Agnew reporting.
And this is SRN News. Pro-life leaders dismayed that abortion drugs will soon be sold at the nation's two largest pharmacy chains.
National Right to Life President Carol Tobias is extremely disappointed that mifepristone, known as the abortion pill, will be available by prescription at CVS and Walgreens stores later this month. She said the drug was developed to take the life of an unborn child and always has the potential to harm the mother. The Supreme Court will hear oral arguments this month regarding the FDA's decision to loosen regulations on mifepristone. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
An advisory panel recommending the Church of England should create a fund of $1.2 billion to address historic links to slavery. That is 10 times the amount the church previously set aside. Independent oversight group established by the church says the original amount was insufficient compared to the wealth of the church. This is SRN News. When it comes to college sports, well, the times are changing. Members of an Ivy League school's men's basketball team had threatened to do it, and now they have voted to unionize. Here's correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh with the story.
The Dartmouth men's basketball team has voted to unionize, taking an unprecedented step toward forming the first ever labor union for college athletes. In a campus election supervised by the National Labor Relations Board, the players voted 13-2 to join Service Employees International Union Local 560, which already represents some Dartmouth workers. The school can still appeal to the NLRB and the federal courts that could delay negotiations over a collective bargaining agreement until long after the current members of the basketball team have graduated. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
And more details at srnnews.com.